As another school year comes to an end, it's time for our final conversation from StoryCorps' National Teachers Initiative. Since September, we've been sharing stories about teachers and their students. And today, we hear how one teacher's devotion is helping kids graduate. Micah LaRon is the founder of Learning Works. It's a charter school in Pasadena, California, for kids who've dropped out of traditional schools. At StoryCorps, Micah sat down with one of the first students she helped, Carlos Cruz.
I remember walking into my senior year and then realizing I was 2 years behind. And you looking at me, telling me everything's going to be okay, and me looking back at you, I'm like, how the f*** do you think everything's going to be okay?
Optimism, hope, come on.
Yeah. That last year, I worked harder than I have ever even thought of even working. I had never really ever felt in my lifetime that I learned until those days when I was actually at your house tutoring, and I think we were there sometimes till 2 a.m. And I remember you telling us that, you know, your goal was to help us achieve our high school diploma. And to this day, I honestly have my diploma in my trunk. It goes with me everywhere I go.
It does.
For me, that was, I think, the biggest thing I've ever done.
Carlos Cruz now works at the school Micah LaRon founded. He's one of several employees called chasers. They basically do what Micah did for Carlos, make sure that kids get to class, turn in their assignments, and study for their tests. Many chasers were dropouts themselves, and a few have been to prison, like Dominic Corey, who served time for burglary. Dominic often works alongside Carlos, and here the two of them talk about their job.
Every chaser has a load of about 35 students, and the main goal of everything we do is to eliminate any and every excuse that they can imagine to why they're not attempting to achieve their high school diploma.
A chaser, you're a mentor, you're a parent, you're an alarm clock, as some people say, a truant officer.
Did you ever in your mind think that helping kids finish school was going to be your job at any point?
I've never thought going to jail, I'd be able to come back and work at a school. I never thought somebody would even give me a chance to work with human beings. It was like I terrorized the streets of Pasadena for so long, and I lost 6 years in jail altogether. So I think if I save one kid from getting shot, or if I save one kid from going to jail, I feel like my 6 years meant something.
That's Carlos Cruz with Dominic Corey at StoryCorps. Now, Dominic also spoke with one of his students, Anthony Gonzalez. Anthony was partially paralyzed when he was injured in a drive-by shooting.
4 years ago, I got shot in the back of the head. And after the bullet hit, I felt like boiling hot water just go down my spinal cord, all the way down to my shoes. And I remember falling to the ground, my head bouncing off of the ground, and then blacking out for a little bit. And I guess that's when I died, because the doctor said I died for like 27 seconds. I remember being inside of the ambulance, you know, the paramedic pounding on my chest and asking me questions like, where do I live? What's my house number? And then after that, I just fell into a coma.
How long were you out of school?
2 years.
Do you remember your first day here?
Yeah. I walked in, limped in. I saw everybody staring at me, and I was like, I don't think I want to come here no more. And then I met you.
How many times have I came early in the morning to come pick you up? You don't answer your phone, so I come knock on the door.
Can't even brush your teeth. Can't even go to the bathroom. Just hurry up. We're late already.
What do you think of me?
You always been cool with me, straight up. You were one of us. You went through the shit that we went through. You know, and I see you now as a brother.
What do you want for me to do this year to help you graduate?
Don't ease up now. Now is when I need you the most.
If I have to bug you all day and all night to get that work done, then I'm going to do it. Because when you walk across that stage, I'm going to be the first one jumping for joy.
Anthony Gonzalez with Dominic Corey in Pasadena, and we can tell you that earlier this week, Anthony did graduate. To see photos from that commencement and also to learn more about StoryCorps' National Teachers Initiative, you can visit npr.org.
Funding for StoryCorps comes from Capella University, committed to celebrating teachers for helping form foundations in a child's life. Learn more at capella.edu. Major funding for the initiative comes from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting as part of American Graduate. Let's make it happen.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.